Well, good morning from me as well. Welcome to worship this morning. It's lovely to see you all in church, worshipping live all together. But we do remember that there are people at home who will also be joining in our worship either later today, watching the video, so hello to you, and people who will be following this service in written format. And we know that as a church, Jesus unites us. And even though we might be following this service at different times through today or the week, that we all worship together. And as you'll see and know, today is an all-age service. So this is the first one we've had in quite a long time where the children have been in with us. So you are extra specially welcome, and we're really happy to have you here with us. Now, next Sunday, the 11th, Illuminate Youth Group are undertaking a 7-mile sponsored walk from Haverhill to Clare, and we're raising money for Haverhill and District Youth for Christ and for the group. And so this, to be fair, is a plug to ask you for some sponsorship, and I've got spare sponsorship forms with me, but I don't know, Josh, have you bought your form as well? No, okay, well, you can just use one of these. But we're raising money as a collective group. But that has inspired me for our theme for today, which is walking, okay? So that idea of us going on this journey together has inspired what we'll be thinking about today. And walking is something that maybe some of us haven't done for quite a long time because of lockdown. Maybe some have done more walking than usual because there's been more time or different circumstances. And as we talk today, I really want to acknowledge that we know that some people can't walk, physically walk, or can't walk very far. And that's okay, because as we kind of discuss the ideas today, we're really talking about being on a journey. And yes, we are talking about physically going out and walking, but it doesn't matter in what format that happens. So we kind of keep an eye on the broader picture when we talk about our legs moving, I suppose. So I hope that you'll be inspired to know God's companionship, love, and guidance in your walk with him. So let's pray. Father God, as we come now to praise and worship you, we ask you to make your presence known to us, to guide our thoughts, and to lead us forward in our daily walk with you. Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to come to our first song now, Ready to Praise God. And even though the words say, my lips shall praise you, just at the moment, still, our lips are not to move very much, so we're not to sing, but you can hum to your heart's content. And we know that God hears the worship from our hearts, not just from our lips, and he will be pleased with all that we offer him in our worship today. So let's praise our great God, Father, Saviour, Companion, and Redeemer. My lips shall praise you. So our first talk, there's three very short talks this morning. Okay, the first one is entitled, Trusting God to Look After You and Being Inspired by Nature. So I've got three questions for you to think about quickly, and then I'm going to bring the microphone down because I'm allowed to do that, and just see what kind of answers you've come up with. Okay, so just so you can start thinking, the questions are, when you're out in nature, what do you love seeing, hearing, or feeling? Okay, so when you're out in nature, what do you enjoy seeing, hearing, or feeling? And then, what's the most surprising thing that you've ever come across? Okay, I have no idea how you're going to answer that. It could be anything. And how do you feel when you're in nature? Okay, so the first one, feeling, might be physically feeling something. But when you're out in nature, how does it make you feel? Okay, quick think. I'm going to get my visor on, get the microphone turned on, and then I'm coming down, okay?
Thanks, Josh.
What was the most surprising thing that you've seen? Was it a deer? A fox? You've not seen a deer? Yes.
Okay, does anybody have something they would like to say or answer?
I think we saw five rabbits.
I know, it's not easy, is it? Okay, so, is that... right? I'm doing my work this morning. I'm coming all the way to the back.
What was the first question?
So I have to say, I really like the warmth of the sun on my face, in the summer. And the most surprising thing encountered was many years ago on holiday in France, walking through a gorge, pulled off a lump of moss off the wall, and there was this black and yellow European salamander just sitting underneath. Wow. And complete fluke, but amazing.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Okay. Can anybody beat a salamander for something surprising? Let me come down to the beginning. You waited, didn't you, until I got all the way back.
Some of you know I went to South Africa 3 or 4 years ago, and we'd been warned to take great care when out walking because of various wildlife. And I remember coming back from the White House where I'd been working that day and saw in front of me what appeared to be a snake on the floor on my path. So I proceeded with great caution. My heart was in my mouth. It was a stick.
Thank you. Anybody else? How do you feel when you're out in nature?
How do I feel? Very calm, peaceful.
No. Oh. He's right. David's pointing a finger. So I'm going to come to him. Yeah. You like getting out in nature. Come on, tell us something that you enjoy about being in nature.
Not quite sure what you want to hear here, but when I'm out walking, I like to be high so that I get a good view into the distance.
Excellent.
I hate to be claustrophobic, like on the railway line, you know, where you've got trees all over the top of you. I like to be able to see distances.
Yeah. Excellent. That's brilliant. And you really get that sometimes, don't you? So if you are on a hilltop or a mountaintop, or at the seaside, or in a huge field or valley, you get a real sense of space around you. And that's something really special, because when you live in a town like this, you don't always get that so much. So that's a brilliant answer. Anything else? Getting my steps up today, I like this.
No, one of the things I've always looked forward to seeing when I go out in nature is the sunset. But in this country, it's not always easy to see. But when you are at the seaside, if you're lucky on the right day and there are no clouds, watching the sunset is really beautiful.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you. Okay. Was there anybody over here who did want to say something? No, fair enough. Has anybody had nature come to them? I wonder, has anybody had something come into your house that should be outside, really? No? A bat?
Yes.
Yeah, I think when I was a little girl, we had a bat come in. But also a few years ago, No, what were you going to say? Probably the same thing as me. Yeah, shall I tell it? Okay, so we had hopefully that go off. One day we were sitting in our living room and there was an empty tub, the plastic clear tub that did have toy dinosaurs in it, but it was empty at the time, except for a slow worm. And I just happened to be sitting on the sofa and looked and thought, what is that? And somehow a slow worm had come in the back door, had gone up, the tub was about that high, had gone in and curled itself up inside this plastic tub. And once we realised it was just a lovely slow worm and not a snake, we were a bit happier, weren't we? And that was quite amazing, actually, to see. And we called him Slow, and we let him out, and I think we saw him or her a few times, didn't we, out in the garden. That was really good, because you don't often see slow worms around, and we really enjoyed that. You know, the Bible often uses nature, God's creation, to teach us. And God can also speak to us directly through nature when we're out in the middle of it. And there are so many lessons to learn about God and life through everything that he has made. So has God ever inspired or spoken to you whilst out for a walk through his world? One of the things that I love about going camping is when, in the middle of the night, inevitably, I need to get up and visit the toilet block at like 3 o'clock in the morning. And actually, when it's a clear night and there's a really starry sky, I really value that little trip to the loo in the middle of the night, because on my way back from the toilet block, I can just stop and look up at the sky for a couple of minutes and take in this vast sky with so many amazing stars in it. And there's usually around a campsite, there's not many lights around from nearby towns, so you get a really good view. And I really marvel at how big God is in the universe and how small I am. And that helps me sometimes to put my life into perspective and any problems that I'm having. And I just look up and praise God and thank him. And sometimes he treats me to a shooting star. Now, I know that probably that shooting star would be shooting anyway if I wasn't looking up, but I like to think that God is just kind of saying hello or whatever it is. And I always say thank you to him when I see a shooting star. So I wonder if you ever worry about things. Yeah, I think we all do, don't we? Whether it's big things or small things. And Jesus talked about that in his Sermon on the Mount. And he really encourages us to look at how God cares for nature. And he talked about birds and flowers. He wants us to understand how much he cares about us. So now we're going to have a Bible reading. And Katie and Hannah are going to come up and read those words from Jesus from Matthew 6, verses 25 to 34.
Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? They do not look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns. And yet our Heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, and add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how lilies of the field grow. They do not labour or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendour was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be a worry itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
Thank you. That was brilliant. Okay, so these words from Jesus, they're not parable, they are promise. Okay, this is a promise from God that when we seek God's kingdom and put him first in our lives, then he can be trusted to look after us and everything that we need in life. And it's a really big leap of faith, isn't it, to let go of our worries and to take up our Father's hand as we walk through life. That is not an easy thing to do, but God can be trusted. And I take further encouragement from Psalm 46, verse 10, which says, be still and know that I am God. That's really deep and profound, isn't it? Just to take a deep breath sometimes, to be still, to still our mind, and to know that God is God and can be trusted. So my first challenge for you today, although it's not, you don't have to do it today, is to find a really lovely place in nature to walk or to sit and enjoy creation. That's easy, isn't it? Probably. You might want to take those, take a Bible with you and reread that passage we've just heard. And maybe you could sit and look at the birds flying around in the air and look at some flowers, if there are some, or the plants around you, and just meditate on how God cares for them and how much more he cares for us and loves us. So our next song is going to be on video, and this is one that Sunday Club have got to know a little bit while we were meeting on Zoom. Now, it might seem simple and fun, which it is, but its message is really deep, and it is definitely one for all of us. So in the video, there's a character, a little boy, and he takes a walk. You'll see that's my link for this song into the service. He remembers some of the Bible's inspiring characters, people who put their trust in God. So let's stand if we're able to, and you're allowed to dance if you want. And this song is called King of Me. Please do be seated. I hope you enjoyed that. So our next little talk is entitled Prayer Walking with Jesus. So when Jesus was on this earth, how did he get around? How did he travel around? Anybody know? Just shout it out. Did he say walking? Thank goodness for that. Yes, he walked around, didn't he? Like everybody else, actually, at the time. He walked pretty much everywhere, even on water when he needed to. And you know what? Realistically, I think he walked around so much, largely because that was how everybody walked around. Unless you were rich enough to have a horse or a donkey, of course, but he wasn't. But you know, walking around so much really served his ministry well. It gave him time. It gave him time to talk to his disciples and to interact with passers-by and even whole big crowds. Jesus was accessible to everybody. That means he was there out in the public for everybody to come to, from beggars to religious leaders. And he never rushed. I don't think he ever rushed. If you can think of a story in the Bible where Jesus rushed somewhere, please tell me, because I can't think of any, but maybe there is something. But I think generally he had time And he didn't run around like a headless chicken like we do sometimes. When we read the Gospels, we find example after example of Jesus carrying out his ministry outside as he was walking, just going about his daily life. Do you know, we could go through one of the Gospels maybe this week and just have a look, record, count up how many times Jesus interacted with people when he was just out and about. And maybe one of those stories will really inspire you, and you could spend some time thinking about that and asking him to show you how that relates to your life today or our lives today. One of my favourite stories is the one of blind Bartimaeus. That's a really good one. And Jediah is going to come up now and read it for us. And it's from Mark 10, verses 46 to 52.
Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, that is the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus from Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus. Your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road.
Before we go on, I do just want to thank Katie and Hannah and Jediah for reading this morning, because you've helped to lead the church service this morning, and that's something really special, so thank you very much. So through all of the noise of the crowd that was walking with him, Jesus hears the voice of Bartimaeus shouting out, and he knows that the person he can hear calling him has a need, and Jesus stops. He has time for the beggar that most people ignored and who just then had told him to be quiet and not bother Jesus, but he calls him over. And Jesus turns away from the many to the one and gives him his attention. So just for that moment, Jesus turns away from the whole big crowd, all of those people, and he gives his attention just to one person, Bartimaeus, somebody that nobody else thought had any value, but Jesus did. And there seems to be just a very simple exchange between them, a conversation. And because of his faith, Bartimaeus receives his sight and follows Jesus. So Bartimaeus just called out to Jesus, who stopped and said, What do you want? What do you need?" And Bartimaeus said, "I want to see," because he was blind and he couldn't see, and Jesus healed him. Very straightforward, isn't it? No long conversations about theology or anything like that. Just like that. I love that. Jesus gave Bartimaeus his full attention, and he gives us his full attention too. Can you believe that? I find that really amazing, that out of all of the billions of people in the world right now, Jesus has time to stop for you and for me, and actually for everybody who calls out to him. And he is ready to walk and talk with us. So my next challenge is this. How about going on a prayer walk with Jesus? I don't know if you've ever done that before. Jesus' pace is unhurried, and ours should be too, I think. And I don't know if you've ever done this, but sometimes when I'm praying and walking, I like to imagine Jesus physically walking with me, because that helps make it a bit more real for me. Because, I don't know, sometimes we think Jesus is kind of up in the sky, or even when he's living in our hearts, which he is. Somehow for me to imagine him really walking on the pavement or on a footpath or whatever it is, right next to me, even maybe holding my hand, helps me to relate to him a little bit differently. Probably I give him a bit more time to talk back and I'm quiet and try and listen a bit more. So that might be something, if you've not done that before, that you could try and see what happens. Now, you might be an experienced prayer walker already, which is amazing. But I've got a few ideas, if you feel like you're not quite sure what to do, that might help you along the way, just ideas. Some of these things we can all do. Some of them, if you're a child or a young person, you should really have an adult with you because it involves talking to strangers, maybe. But first of all, when you set out, just start by asking Jesus to guide your thoughts and prayers. That's always a good start, isn't it? And then as you go, wherever you are, just notice what's around you and decide what you might pray about. You might see a parent walking down the road looking quite stressed, so you could definitely pray for them. Or maybe an ambulance goes past, or a fire engine, or a police car with their lights on and sirens on and they're zooming off somewhere. You could definitely pray for whatever situation they're going to, for God to be in that, to look after the people who need help. If you walk past a business or a school, you could be praying for them. But you know what? Maybe Jesus will just guide your attention to something in particular that isn't standing out. Maybe it's a house or a person walking by, and he wants you to just say a simple prayer for maybe whoever lives in the house or that person, even though you don't know them or what the situation is, he does. And if he guides you on that, or you, even if you just think it's not going to do any harm, is it, to say a quick prayer? So try and really listen to God's guiding. You could definitely ask God to bless the people that you walk past. And when we say blessing, that means God giving a good thing, or good things to somebody. And again, we might not know what they need, but God does. We don't need to. Now, what if you come across somebody, you might have a quick chat, you might stop and have a quick chat. I'm sure we've all done that, haven't you? You might be walking along, you might just say good morning to somebody as you go past them. Maybe somebody, somebody's working in their front garden, doing some gardening, and you stop and you say, your garden looks really lovely today. Whatever it is, maybe Jesus is just guiding you to have a quick conversation, to stop and give your attention to somebody. You never know. And you really have to just be listening to the Spirit as you do that. Maybe it's just a stop and a chat, but maybe he's guiding you to say something specific. Do you know what? Sometimes just a hello or a quick chat really blesses somebody. And I'm sure you've had that feeling when somebody's just met your eye. We've had eye contact with a stranger and they've nodded or said good morning or whatever it is. And you know that you have been seen by somebody else and you've been valuable enough, I suppose, for them to acknowledge you. And for some, you know, I think for all of us, that's really important. But some people might not have lots of people doing that, and just that tiny little thing will really bless them. And it's so simple, and God can use us in that way. How about this? Maybe if it feels right at the time, you say to the person, do you know what? I'm a Christian and I'm on a little prayer walk at the moment. Is there anything that you would like me to pray for you? Apparently, I don't do this usually, but I've heard of other people who do, and apparently most people will really value that and say yes and give you a little prayer request. Now, you might just go away, carry on and pray for them later, but, you know, if you're feeling like it's the right thing to do, you could pray right then and there for them if they're open to that. Does that feel scary, that idea? It kind of does to me, to be honest. Okay, that's not something I normally do, but I like to think that I might, that I'd be brave enough to do that. So, like I say, you have to be led by Jesus to do things like this. But he can really give us some boldness, some courage to go and share his good news. And it might be something very, very simple, or it might be something really brave like that, but he can use all of these things. And I've got an example. A few years ago, we did the blessing course for Lent, and at the end of it, some of us went out for a prayer walk, a blessing walk around town. And some of you, I think, were on that walk, and I was, and Peter was there, and he had his dog collar on, looking like a minister, and he was carrying a wooden cross, a bit, might have been that one, but it looked like that one, as we went along. And a man stopped and said, What are you doing? And even though there was a crowd of us walking, Peter stopped for that one man. He let the rest of us carry on walking, and he stopped and he had a chat with this man. And I can't remember whether the man asked for prayer or if Peter offered it, but the man had a prayer request. And Peter prayed for him right then and there. And it was really amazing. It was so wonderful to have that real life experience, not just hearing about somebody else doing it, but seeing it and thinking, do you know what? That was fine. That was really good. And there wasn't anything scary about it at all, because it was just a conversation. So let's be brave. And prayer walks can be anywhere and any length. So while it is great to go out for a proper walk, you know, we could prayer walk around the supermarket. You could prayer walk when you're taking your bins out, if that's where you're going. You could prayer walk between your armchair and the kettle, even. It's remembering that God is with us all the time and praying as we go. So that's my challenge. Go out for a little prayer walk, whatever that looks like for you this week. So for our prayers now, we are going to go on a virtual prayer walk for a few minutes, right here, sitting in our seats, believe it or not. And we're actually going to go on a prayer walk around a coastal path in Cornwall that starts at St. Ives. And it turns out if you go onto YouTube and look for walking videos, there's a lot of them. People take their camera on a walk so we can see wherever it is they're going in the countryside. So I found a really nice one along a coastal path. So if we could just start that going, Kathy. We're not going to have the sound on it because there's a couple of ladies walking. They chat a little bit. But we'll just get that going. There they are. I don't know who they are, but they take us on this little walk. So we're going to watch this just for a couple of minutes and imagine that we're doing this walk that they're doing. And we're going to imagine that Jesus is with us as we go along this path. There they are, going through St. Ives to start. That's my favourite place. Oh, just hang on. Just look at this. The beach. Oh, it's lovely. The Tate Museum is along there. There you go. That's the Tate Gallery. Very nice. I could be very distracted by this. Okay, so we're on the coastal path. So just imagine you're doing this as a prayer walk. And we're going to stay silent for this. I'm not going to lead intercessions verbally today, but we're going to let Jesus inspire our prayers as we watch this for a few minutes, okay? But we might want to remember what's going on in the world and our country, in our own town. We could definitely be praying for the Haverhill Show, which is, you know, just across the road at the moment, and all of the people there. And of course, we remember our families and friends, the charities that are important to us, and so on. But just try and really imagine yourself walking along. You might even, as you watch, you might want to walk your fingers along your leg or your other arm to imagine that you're walking, to help you focus as you go along. And we'll just be quiet and unhurried as we go on this little walk and as we pray. So we're just going to have a couple of minutes of this. I know it's a bit different, but we'll just see how it goes. And then at the end, I'll come up and we will say the Lord's Prayer together. Okay, so just enjoy and pray. Okay, so the final section is very short, and it's called Walking is Good for Us, in a nice way. Not that you have to force yourself out to do it because it's like medicine, but actually it's a really lovely thing, isn't it? It's a blessing to be able to go out into nature and enjoy it. And whether that is on foot or whether we're on wheels, whether we're in a boat, on the water, whatever it is, being out there in God's creation is good for us. Of course it is good exercise for us. Fresh air is good for us. And being in nature is recognised as being great for our overall well-being and for good mental health. And walking can be really good for spending time with family and friends, and it can be fun. Do you know what? You could set yourself, however old you are, set yourself a little challenge of maybe finding something that is from each colour of the rainbow when you go out. Or maybe you want to try and find something, different things, from as many letters of the alphabet as you can. Or create a little treasure hunt for yourself. Make a list of the types of things that you might find, you know, a bug, a stick that's big enough to use as a walking stick, a piece of litter you can pick up and then put in a rubbish bin, whatever it is, you can write your own list and challenge yourself to find those things. And it's a great time to spend, to be able to spend time with friends and family in that way, isn't it? There's a new dimension when you're out in nature, walking together and talking, that maybe is a little bit different from when we're at home. God cares about every part of our lives and wants us to enjoy life and live it to the full. And he has given us the most amazing planet to live on. And we can see the marks of our Creator wherever we look. So my final challenge for you is to just get outside, rain or shine. And I think even today we're going to have both. We already have, and this week as well. But we won't worry about that too much. Go out and find something really enjoyable for 5 minutes or 5 hours, whatever it is. I know that some of us really love listening to bird song and looking out for birds, or cycling or running, gardening, as well as walking. Whatever it is that you enjoy, go and do it, and remember to take Jesus with you. Of course he is always with us, but remember that and kind of take him along with you to enjoy the experience. So for our final song, we are going to remember that whatever it is that we do, marching, living, moving, we do it with God and with God working in our lives. So let's stand, if we can, to sing We Are Marching in the Light of God. Father God, we thank you so much for being with us this morning as we've worshipped this week, but actually all the time. You are so good and we praise you. And we bring our offerings to you, our offerings of money, but of our whole lives and of our time as well. May they be acceptable to you, God, and will you use them for your kingdom. And so God go with you this week, preparing the way for you to enjoy his creation, to trust him to be sovereign in your life, and to provide all you need. Amen.